רש"י, בן זמן חזר. באז הויסולנו יעשו, וימחזר למצואי לו שאין לו לעברו, לפנו אסיימו, נעשי ביתו, אלא אליעזר, he had a daughter, and he wanted to make a status, he wanted to be zoicha, to have Yitzhak for Nadim. And his meram is to Avraham Avinu. What does Avraham Avinu answer? He says, B'ni, Omale Avraham, B'ni Boruch, B'ata Or, as it comes from Canaan. V'ein Or Medabi B'Boruch. There's a question, why is it Ein Or Medabi B'Boruch? Why do we have to start off with Or? Say Ein Boruch Medabi B'Or. Shem Shmuel is a beautiful terrace. The Koyach of Boruch, the Koyach of Toiv, it's able to get along with anybody. Not only that, if the Baruch will be mizdabik with Ori, you know what's going to happen? It's going to be mahzir in the mutav. There won't be any more tisrayis. For keretz, it'll be kuloi baruch. What's the problem? The Ori, when it gets wind, that the Baruch is crying to be makariv, the Ori runs away. Ein Ori mizdabik be baruch. But the kid said, Avraham Avinu, let it be known that it's not Shaykh. Eliezer is Ora. It's not Boruch. We see a Merdik Zach, Vaiter Chazal. Eliezer, he goes on the Nesiyah. He has Kvitzes HaDerech. He gives a Tefillah. And vices as that feel as Mikol Halev, that immediately he's answered. He sees Maisa Nisim, he sees Yad Hashem. The only thing that's missing is they have to make the Masa Matan with the Luchuton. He has to meet Besua. Comes the Reish Mishpocha, Lovan. He stands outside. And he tells Eliezer, "Yema boy bruch Hashem, lama sami b'chutz, boy bruch Hashem, chazal darshin, boy bruch Hashem." His horror was boruch. Chazal tells the soid, "Elo mikan yotza miklam horror v'nichnas leboruch." Eliezer Lovon, by being Mekadim Panov with Boy Bruch Hashem, was a similar dover. He's Yotzon in Klal Oro. Now, what can we take from this Chazal? Emes Ches Shein Ezach, we see the person was holding Nazar Matziv, he's in a different Matziv. Everybody has their own safer tailor we could write about. One day he's given Azeh, then he made a change. He took to learning. He had an afila. What's the chiddush of here? What is Chazal? What can we take? One nekuda, maybe a chizik, is that it's possible that someone can have could be a mekulu. He could be Orr. But Azal Or, the Or from Noach, was a klolo, l'doire doiris. So we see a chiddush over here, that even though a person could be in such a low matziv, and not only him, the tatas azay, the zaydas azay, the elta zaydas azay, and he could think the seifa doiris, he has a klolo, he's an evet. We see that through one's ma'aseh, it's shayich to krichos, it's shayich to be ma'ala atzmoi, it's shayich to be misroimim. Salimud, achos shalimud. But even more, we find an eved is a peldikazach. An Eved, even though he's about Chira, he's mufka from any Hemshech. He has no Hemshech. Not even an Olam Hazeh. The Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samech Beis tells us that a Goy has Yichus, but when it comes to an Eved, Shulachem Poim El Chamor Chazal Darshan Ama Doim El Chamor Chamon Afri Lazare. Goy has no Yichus, there's no Hemshech. He can have children, it's not Messiachus after him. Yeah, what do we find by Eliezer Meredik Asach? A Masechtas Derech Eretz, that he's from the few that was Nichnas L'Gan Eidim Michayim. He went straight to Gan Eidim. What's the cool one? Straight to Gan Eidim. There's no Mekayim Sabdashim now. It's Mikotzel Kotzel. From being an Eved, being Mufke from Nitzchis, now he gets the sea, the most, the greatest dark of Nitzchis. Oilam Hai goes to Gan Eden, aber with the Shlemus, with his goof, he goes to Gan Eden. We see what Shaykh, through our Meisen, many times a person we can feel low, feel this doesn't go, that doesn't go, who knows? It's from any Matziv we're able to get out of. But I think there's something much, much deeper. Let's be Matin. Who is Eliezer? Chazal tell us, the Darshan, domestic Eliezer. Moshe Avraham Avinu tells the Eibishter that he doesn't have children. Who's going to Yarshan? Ben Meshach Basi? Domestic Eliezer. Who's domestic Eliezer? He's doyle umashke miteroser shel rabbi. Eliezer was Talmud Chochem. Not only that, limeid, lomad v'limeid, doyle umashke. He's teaching other people. Shtel zech v'shayle. Meile, if you tell me that it's not shayich for an or to be a baruch, as he does. He's born or he's gestorben or he's going to die in or there's nothing what to do. But after Chazal and Megala, that it's shaykh to change the matziv, how could it be that the Torah of Eliezer didn't make him into Baruch? The Gemara in the Dor left on the base. Makes a gematria. You know, Avraham Avinu, Vayor Chanicho, Avraham Avinu has 318 Talmidim. And the Gemara says that Eliezer was Shava Keneged Kulon. Avraham Avinu has a Beis Medrash, has an Ephesus Shavasa B'choram, a Beis Medrash of 318 Talmidim. Eliezer is equal to all of them. You want to say the Torah, the Fnei Matan Torah, didn't have such a chashivas. The Chazal tell us in the Zelda Kedav, the Zelda Ka'amud, that one of the Zidus, the Klal Yisrael went into Golas, because of Avraham Avinu's also on Garya B'Talmidei Chachamim. He sent the Talmidei Chachamim to war. See, the Hanateris Torah, how is it that the Torah of Eliezer did not make him ois horror, but there was something special when he went to bring Rivka, and with this he was zoiche to go out to become ois horror, to be nichnas the Klal Baruch. I'd like to say a word, one word, and we'll take it back to the Chazal about Eliezer. What chus do we have to ask the Mishter for Torah? Normally we look at it. Right? We want something from the Mishter. We're in the spot and we ask. But we want something very, very special. You have to be marked in. in Chalpurus Asach Besser, become the son of a Taina. What schuss do we have to ask for Taina? Now, Haver Rabba, what do we say? Ba'avur Avisenu Shabbat Chu V'cho Atalandim Chukei Chayim Ken Techaneinu. What schuss? We're asking schuss avos. We're with schuss avos. The betochen that they had in the Ibishkin. What does betochen have to do with limud ha'Torah avada? Betochen is a chosh v'zach. From yesodos of Ibishkin, to have betochen. Something meyuchad with Torah, that this chazal, when the miyasa, the bracha of Ahava Rabo, we have what? Bavur Aviseinu Shabbat Hu Becha. We'd like to start Suva Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches. Ahud Stuki Dechazi L'Ravo Dukamayim B'Shmaitzim. Stuki, he sees Ravo, there's a ragged tongue learning, he's being ma'ayim. And V'yasve Yitzbusididei Tusei Kara. His finger was under his foot. He's holding so tifa right in the sugya, didn't realize that he's stepping on his finger. His finger's starting to bleed. Now, Kedarkin Bakoidesh, the Tztutin, they're always, the Halsach, you know, they know better than everybody else. Also, he has to give Musa to Rava. What's the Musa that he gives? Omale, Ama Paziza. He comes with a taina. He says, Klal Yisrael. We never refer to the Stukin, it's all of Klal Yisrael. Ama Paziza. Dekad Misa Umaychul Udnaychul. He says, Klal Yisrael is Ama Paziza. What does it mean, Ama Paziza? It says they do things an impulse, spontaneous. It's not with Yishuv Hadas. Stukim are the best mention. Everything they do is so always gecheshbon. Everything. What's the right thing to do? He says you're an amat paziza. You don't think. Why? Because you are makdim your mouth to your ears. It's benasa benishma. Why is that? What's the taina? First, listen, see what the Eibishter is offering, and then afterwards, see if you're able to be mekabel. Only afterwards, you can give your consent, but because you're an amapaziza, you just work on impulse, you're very impulsive, don't think things through. That's why Eibishter says, I want to give you the Torah. Right away you say yes. And he says, Rava, you're doing bullshit. You're learning, you don't see what you're doing, you don't see you're destroying your finger, you don't see that you're bleeding. What was the tshuva of Rava? Anam desagima bishlamuse ksivbam tumas yeshorin tanche. He answers, it's not amapaziza. It's Tumas Yeshorim. We go between us. Listen to the Rashi. Hisalachnu imonu imoy betoyim leiv kederech ha'oisin me'ahavo. This that we said, Nasa v'nishma, it's because we have a kesher with Ribbono Shel Olam. We have a hava to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Ibishter loves us, ahava rabo. V'samachnu olav shelo yitanom b'davar shelo nuchal lamiboy. We were samech on the Ibishter that he's not going to give us anything that's going to be too difficult for us to be mekayim. We don't, it's not a chesaron of being an amo b'ziza. No. Your mother asks you to do something. You know, you say yes, for sure. You don't start asking, saying, what's going to be with this? Start negotiations, have a third party arbitrate. You know, person, mother, she loves you. Kal Yisroel were b'teach in Eibishter. They knew that, they know that, they trust the Eibishter. They have b'tochen. That what the Eibishter is giving, it's for their good. And the Eibishter, because he loves us, is not going to give us something that's going to be too difficult for us. You see this Rashi, at least for me, it's a very big chiddush. Till now I would have said, the godness of Nasav and Nishma is the total hisbatlus of Klal Yisroel. Kilu, we don't have anything. We don't exist. And we see a bizarre, it's a little difference. The Nasav and Nishma is an expression of the Gevaldik Kesher, the Chibur, between Klal Yisroel and the Eibishter. Say, Eibishter, we love you, Eibishter. We know you love us. Don't have to be afraid. Nasav Nishma. Whatever you want, we trust you. This is the bad, this is the schos that when we come to ask the Eibishter, teach us Torah. But for Avoseinu Shebatchu Bechor, because they had betochen in you. Had betochen. They said Nasav and Nishma. So what happened? When they said Nasav and Nishma, you taught them Torah. So that's my altar's Eder. Teach me also. I also want to learn your Torah. It's a havel that we're asking for. How do you come to this betochen? How do we come to this darga? Bavur Aviseinu Shebatchu Bechor. There's a hakdom. In Birchas HaTorah we say, Harev No Hashem Elokeinu. Befinu v'fikol ancho beis Yisrael v'niya anachnu. It says, Kulonu Yodei Shmecho. What's Yodei Shmecho? Where does Yodei Shmecha come with Limud HaTorah? So there's a goyim that says pshat, that the Torah is Shmois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. We have to be masbir. Immediately afterwards we say V'loidei Sirasecha L'shmo. What's the kulon Yodei Shmecha? I have to say one word. Yodei Shmecha is a hakdama before Limud HaTorah. V'yiftechu becha kol yodei shmecha. What betochen they b'shtem? It's not betochen. People call betochen. For who you b'teachin? Sometimes we say betochen, it's really wishful thinking. Betochen, who do I have betochen? Betochen in the Eibishter. V'yiftechu v'cho yoidei shmecha. Klal Yisrael b'avram yisenu shebatchu b'cho. Because they were yoidei shmecha. Toiv say, Teir lo yedoni. Shaykh to learn, but not in the Eibishter. How do we come to betochen, to be b'teach in the Eibishter, to know what we're learning, is because the Eibishter loves us. You have to be from the Yodei Shmecha, the chelek of the brocha. As we'd like to say, that it's an emes. The Gemara Nida says, Man yasol v'yechkam, you have to learn. If it doesn't go, Yarbe b'tfila, Yivakesh rachami. But before everything, you have to know we're learning the Eibishter's Torah. Yodei Shmecha. It's the Eibishter's Torah we're learning. It's Shaykh. One could be a so-called Talmud Chacham. You could even be Mamamed Achayim. But if you don't have kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you don't know that it's the Hibishter's Torah, could be you're making Birchas HaTorah, but you don't have the Vehei Brocha of the Torah. The Yalkut Shemayim says, what schus was it that Eliezer was Yotzel Klal Or, V'nichnas L'Klal Baruch, B'schus Sheshimesh as a Tzadik Be'emuna, he was Yotzel Klal Or. What is the Sheshimesh as a Tzadik Be'emuna? I'm very Yitzach. Even though Eliezer with all his godless, Avraham Avinu, it wasn't so posh about Avraham Avinu. He was mashbir, had make a shvur. There was a chashash. He knew Eliezer has negias. He made him make a shvur. But in kol zeh, Eliezer had no. When he went erlich. He was mispalo. The Bali Musa say a pshat. Why is it that he made a tanai ki'ilu that the first one's gonna that will answer? The first one's going to answer to give to drink. That's enough. Maybe at least a short interview. If the Bali Musa say, Eliezer, we had the gears. And if it's going to be totally kafi, his havchana, he's going to say, after no sin, about his kitchen, and then, but there's a chasorin, there's a chasorin. I'm not so sure about this, but no chis, nothing garnished. The philosopher of the Eberstein, but it's not in the Luft der Reine says about the siege, it's about the chesed. But it makes a simen. And after that, he's zoich to see that he's answered. He has charata. He says, oy vey, what's going to be? My dreams of being a mechutin with Avraham Avinu, with the Rebbe, is finished. No! He gives shvach to his daughter to the Eberstein. He sees how the Eberstein is mashkiach. I'll call Prat for Prat. He says, he was shimesh as hatzadik be'emunah. Till then, it's shayich that you could be a doilu mashke, boshing, you know, every Prat in the sugya. But it could still be misof machutz. It's not muchach that you have a real kesher to the Torah. It's not muchach, it's part of you. A very, very nice remez I saw from the Bermayim Chaim. By Bruch Hashem, Loma Tamid Bachutz, Vanoichi Pinisi Habayis. The Moshul of Esav is a Yisodim. He's a Chitzonistic mensch. He can have Torah, but the Torah is Misofi Lachutz. Yankim is. The Yankim is a Yoshev and Holim, the Pneumistic and Mensch. Boy, Bruch Hashem, Mama, Sami, Bachutz. Yes, you don't have Shaykhs to Chutz. You're a Pneumistic. You're Mizdabik, your Rabbi. You have a Kesher to your Rebbe. You're Mizdabik, your Rabbi, Mumele. The Brocha of a Heyel Brocha. That the Hebrew was Maftiach of Romavino. It's going to belong to you. The Yotzen Klam or the Nichnas the Klam Boruch. Who are they when it comes to Limud HaTorah? Baruch Hashem is Rabbi Safsalim. But at times we could forget that we have a schus. We're learning the English this time. So many times people become Tzibrochim. He's going weiter. He's getting the Shidduchim. He's getting the Shtelah. Where am I? What am I doing? Forget. You have the schus of being mizdavik with Eishtu. You have the schus of being from the Yoidei Shmecho. You have the schus of learning the Eishtu's Torah. This is the Havchana. If we are nemanim to the Eibishter, then we're zoich to the Birchas HaTorah. We're zoche to the Makora Brochus, the Ebishtam name. This is a gewaltige Kalima from the Parsha. Shaykh to be a Doilu Mashke and still be a Hamid Bachutz. Yet, if we just take that extra step to be Mespoinim, we have the schus to be Mestabik with the Eishd. We have the schus to learn the Hysteria. With that, we'll be Zoyche to all of the brochas from the Makor HaBrochas.